Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Tom Ackerman on KMOX Worldwide Technology Raceway. Owner Curtis Francois is with us. Some big, big news, a big announcement. Curtis, let's hear you say it one more time. What is happening to St. Louis in the future?
Well, I think today's phrase is, it's cup time. And after years of work, a decade now, we finally are bringing the NASCAR Cup to St. Louis.
It's an amazing accomplishment, and it's been a long time coming, hasn't it?
It's, you know, it's an accomplishment that we've shared with so many people in the community, with our employees, with our fans, our families. Just an unbelievable opportunity to do something within our community that will make a difference.
How did this come about? When did this start? Now, for you, it was 10 years ago that you laid eyes on that track one more time and said, I'm in. At what point was it then that you decided a NASCAR Cup race is my goal?
10 years ago, I saw opportunity. I didn't know exactly where that opportunity was going to take us, but it didn't take long into the journey before I realized that a cup race should be in St. Louis. It should be a part of our community. The track is a wonderful track. It races well, long straightaways, tight corners, great speed. And we just realized that we should keep that as our goal, that a NASCAR Cup race would come to the St. Louis region.
A NASCAR Cup race in St. Louis. If you think about those words that we're saying, it's something that has never been done here. And for people in the racing community, but even those, Curtis, who aren't, they understand the magnitude of that, like having a World Series in St. Louis every single year.
Without a doubt, it is a transformative event for our region. So important to really other businesses that thrive off of what we do, for our great business partners and sponsors that are involved with us, for the fans who now bring home the best form of racing that NASCAR has to offer. It's a win-win-win across the entire spectrum, and that's what we've been about since 2012.
Take us behind the scenes. How did you go about it, and how much involvement did people have on your behalf to push this through?
Well, I think you would look at from the beginning, it's very important to understand that we work hard, very hard. And that hard work really has been what has guided us to the cup date. It did not take long for the France family to understand that there's something different about this St. Louis group. And they realized that we work hard. Very much the same as their family did in 1948. The France family started as a business and worked their tails off to make sure that they brought the best form of racing to the circle tracks back then. Similarly, we're doing the same things. We didn't know exactly when or how or what, but we knew that if we worked hard each day, that it would be noticed at some point. And that is really what happened. I think the France family realized that we could be a great partner in the St. Louis region.
You have a lot of great people in St. Louis, but you also have a lot of great people in Madison, Illinois, 5 minutes from the Arch, that fought on your behalf from day one.
You know, it's really a neat story, and to understand that the political leaders on the Illinois side stepped up from the beginning with me, starting with Mayor John Hamm, who has just been an unbelievable partner walking side by side with me as we brought this cup race to Madison, Illinois. It's really about the Metro East. It's about the St. Louis region, but it starts sometimes at that ground level, and it started there with our partnership with so many in the political side of the Illinois region.
The announcement itself taking place at Ballpark Village, next door to Busch Stadium, an iconic venue. And if you think about all of the venues and the people who have come together here in St. Louis, that was significant because this is a St. Louis move here. It is the St. Louis way to collaborate, to work together.
You know, I'm so proud of our region just because you see the cooperation. You see that people have a camaraderie when they can gather around an initiative and work hard and make a difference. We reached out with Greater St. Louis Inc. and let them know that we were working on this, and we were welcomed with open arms. And just so great to see that whether you're in the Metro East, whether you're in St. Louis City, St. Louis County, we do come together as a community when it's important to bring the best of the sporting world. In our particular situation, I can look to hundreds of people over the years that have been pulling the rope with us to make this happen. And I'm just proud for the community and all those that have participated in bringing the Cup Race to St. Louis.
Let's talk about the Cup Race itself. When is it? And what will that buildup be like? My gosh, Worldwide Technology Raceway has been looking at this for a long time.
Well, it's great to take a little bit of a breath today and know that we've got the race. But now as we're looking forward, June 5th, 2022 will be the year of the first Gateway NASCAR Cup race in St. Louis. That is just something that I've been waiting to say for a long time. But when you see the opportunity to bring Cup to St. Louis, we've got some education to do because this is going to be transformative to our city. It's an opportunity that I think a lot of folks don't even realize, but you don't have to look too far in other cities to see what this can do and what this can do for leveraging great relationships and opportunities for the communities.
Let's go ask our neighbors in Kansas City. I mean, that's all you have to do. Look at Kansas and see what's going on over there.
There's no doubt that development follows a Cup date. The rising tide kind of floats all the boats, and we've been the shining light on the hill over in the Metro East. That's certainly something that we really lean into, is to be a great partner with our different mayors and cities over in the Metro East. But as we're working with Greater St. Louis Inc., it's really important to realize that it's the urban core that needs some attention here, and certainly what we're doing can be a part of that mission.
Now, the actual event itself, all the colors, the sounds, the people, the drivers, how long have you been a fan of NASCAR? And just personally, what has that meant to you? Some of the great moments of your past as a former driver in racing, but also as a fan.
You know, what's been really great is as we've been working on the NASCAR Cup race and that opportunity to potentially bring that race to St. Louis, I've traveled the country, and I have been to every single Cup track in the country. I've seen great racing, but more than anything, I've met great people. Throughout the NASCAR organization, there are some of the finest people I've ever had the opportunity to talk with, talk business with, talk racing business, but just talk life with. Such a great opportunity to bring that quality to St. Louis, to just let them become ingrained in what we do in St. Louis, and also for us as the St. Louis community, to show them what we are all about and the world.
You have had NHRA. They were really the first anchor to get your project started at Worldwide Technology Raceway. You have IndyCar and a wonderful relationship with them. You just announced a five-year extension, the Bomarito Automotive Group, and of course, Bomarito is in as well. You have many other series that have come through. NASCAR Trucks, of course, partnered with you on that weekend, the Bomarito Automotive Group 500 weekend. But what is it about the NASCAR Cup Series? Why is it so highly regarded, do you think? Why does it continue to be number one?
I think what you see is the fan loyalty to the NASCAR brand is unprecedented in sports. When a NASCAR race comes to a city, those fans get to express that loyalty, not only in buying tickets, but coming to visit, hotel nights, restaurants, all the things that go along with a major sporting event. NASCAR brings excitement, and it brings just a new opportunity for the NASCAR fans in the Midwest to really have now an outlet. And what we love about it is it's hosted at Worldwide Technology Raceway. People can be, and fans can be, proud of their home track. And to me, that just warms my heart because it's something that we've been building on for a long time, making sure that the grassroots fan, the fan that loves going out to races, or even the casual fan, comes to their home track and they can take pride in that.
Curtis Francois is with us on KMOX. Curtis, with this announcement, why is this so big, so important for the entire region?
Well, this is just such a special moment and just great for our vibrant region, which time and again has proven to be an obvious destination for the most prestigious world-class events in all of sports and entertainment. This is only the beginning. With the unwavering commitment that we will continue to be true to our mission and we'll lead with authenticity. That's who we are. We'll also be good listeners to the fans and deliver the best experience we possibly can. We've always done that, but even we're going to have a renewed interest in making sure that the St. Louis shines like no other way that we possibly could make it shine. It's also important that we stick to our grassroots racing far and near. That has been core to what we've done, is making sure that the grassroots fans know they have a place to call home. And I think what you'll see is that we will continue to be really good partners to the businesses locally, regionally, and nationally. That's something we already do, but this gives us even more of an opportunity to really engage with our business partners. And I think you'll see that we'll be rock-solid stewards of the community. We've been very involved already. We love that's just so critical to what we do right now, and we really enjoy that as much as anything, is just being a part and giving back to our community. And I think also very important, or maybe most importantly, we're going to have some fun doing it. Anyone that knows how we operate the racetrack knows that we work hard, harder than I think anyone would ever realize, to make sure that we're doing the right things at the racetrack to bring great events. But we have a lot of fun doing it, and I think that's super important, and it shows in the experience that fans have when they come to the racetrack.
NASCAR Cup Series, when it comes to St. Louis for the first time, it will do something to this area. It will be transformative. It's not the first time that that's happened, and it does, doesn't it, Curtis, seem like through the years, sports has driven that a lot for this area. There's something about St. Louis and a big sports event that can change the area.
Yes, no doubt. And I think as June approaches, the sense of excitement will be unmistakable, as is the roar that you'll hear at the racetrack. To be clear, this is much more than satisfying a demand to bring the best automobile racing to St. Louis. It's about transformational growth to our community. It's about a commitment to forge new paths of partnership and commerce. It's about opening our doors, as we do best, to those from all over the country. And it's really about giving back to our community. It's been about that for the last decade, and I think that we're going to double down on that because it seems to be working.
Basically, if you're a race fan, you know, and they're doing backflips today. And if you're not a race fan, you've heard about it, and you're likely to become a race fan because of it. It's just that way. And the event itself, I'm sure you're excited about, just the whole event. It is more than a race.
It really is, and we say this jokingly, but the circus comes to town. and it's like an entire city moves into Worldwide Technology Raceway when we have a significant event. This event is a 3 or 4X of what we normally do. So it's a much bigger event. And that brings more excitement, more opportunities for families to make memories, more opportunities for the city of St. Louis, the region, to shine on the national stage. So we're just absolutely thrilled that we're announcing that a cup date is coming to St. Louis. There's another chapter or two or an entire book to be written, but it kind of starts today.
June 5th, 2022, Worldwide Technology Raceway, here in St. Louis, specifically Madison, Illinois, but right in the shadow of the arch, the NASCAR Cup Series is finally coming to town. Curtis Francois, congratulations. I know it's a big day.
It is the greatest day, I think, in my business career, not from a business win standpoint, but for a win for the community. We absolutely look towards, with great gratitude, to the France family, for the fans, for the all of the communities that are winning this, for my family who's put up with me traveling for years around the country to see races and welcoming me back home after being gone a lot of weekends. It's just been a great opportunity to do something that I think will be lasting and meaningful for our region.
It's a huge accomplishment. The journey and the mission continues for Curtis Francois, that's for sure. Congrats and thank you for the time.
Great to be with you, Tom.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.